Welcome to The Next Gear. I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net. We are here at the Santa Monica Airport for the Alternative Car and Transportation Expo, and I'm joined by Bill Williams of Zen Motor Company. Zero emission, no noise, enlightened mobility. What's it all mean, Bill?
You got it right. This is an all-electric vehicle, first of a few that we're going to come out with. It's made in Canada in St. Jerome, Quebec. The head office is based out of Toronto, so it's a Canadian-based company. We basically started with this smaller version because the studies that we've seen, the majority of your trips that people make are about 75% or less than 5 or 6 miles. This has a range of 35, which means you can basically drive it all day doing some errand running, going to school, going to the market, the mall, things like that. And then, of course, the fleet application we feel will be a large portion of our sales for college campuses and companies, corporations.
It's really cute.
Thank you. Yeah, it works really well, and everybody does like it. It gets a lot of attention wherever we go. They just look at it and go, wow, what's that?
Barely touches the earth, light on the pocket, light on the air we breathe. Give me a little bit more about that. Talk to me about
that. Just trying to paint the picture that, electricity is still what we think to be the best source of transportation. The promise of hydrogen out there 15 years is kind of like a little carrot they're dangling. And honestly, that's still going to drive an electric motor. So what it comes down to is how the energy is stored up. But it's still going to be electricity. It's still going to be an electric motor. So we have some future plans on better battery technology. We're always going to be looking at the next level. And honestly, I want to tell your listeners that it's not in the future. It's already available. And people just starting to realize that we can do it now. And starting with this little enlightened car can get people traveling around without any pollution at all.
What's the high speed that the vehicle can reach?
The NEV legislation controls this top speed at 25 miles an hour.
Do you envision that changing, or is that...
We would love to have it change. I think initially when it came out in the mid-90s, it was really a golf cart design with seat belts and tail lights. And we're one of the first ones to have a fully enclosed automotive style vehicle. So without the speed going, I'd say much higher. If it went to 30, a lot of people would probably be happy just to stay up with a normal pace of traffic. Mm-hmm. So we would certainly want to lobby for that eventually. It's something that would be in our interest too.
Does Zen plan on bringing a vehicle to the marketplace for the mass audience that will reach highway speeds?
We do.
Can you talk about that a little bit more without revealing too many of your secrets?
There are press releases that are out that I can cover. It's just that we have a joint venture with a company called EE Store in Austin, Texas. Their technology is kind of on the forefront of being a better ultra capacitor. So if you will, we're kind of skipping the lithium ion stage and going straight to another source to be able to store energy. So energy storage unit will be the new term, ESU. This will give multiple times the range, maybe four times the range with about a 10th to 20th of the weight. So then we look at another platform that would be highway safe with airbags, and how we're going to do that is kind of what I can't say, but we're certainly going to do it.
And where is your company located, Zen Motor Company?
We're out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
And how can we find out about you?
ZenCars.com.
Great. Your final thoughts on this vehicle, what's coming for your company and the industry in general?
I'm excited about it. I mean, to have the general public be able to see what, like I said, it is available now. And also just seeing people be willing to change their behavior finally. And then gas prices go up and down a few pennies. Even the major markets, they see SUV sales will go back up if the gas goes down a quarter, which is ridiculous, but it's the way our psychology is, the way we're built. But when gas does finally go back up to $4 or $5 a gallon, which we truly think it will, this is going to be a solution, not a kind of an extra thing they can look at. It's actually going to be something they'll use on a daily basis.
How much is this vehicle retailing for?
$12,500.
And what are you kind of targeting your mass consumer vehicle at highway speeds for in terms of a price point?
It's pretty far out in the future, but our goal would be to keep it under $40,000. We don't want to price it so far out that only the elite can buy it.
Bill Williams of Zen Motor Company, I thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For the next gear, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech.net.